8 minutes after 5. It's a beautiful Thursday morning, Yomul Khamis. It's the 6th of Dhulqaada, 1442. I see 2-3 listeners were asking, please ask Mufti Saab, more or less, when will be the day of Bakri Eid? When will be the date of Bakri Eidun Sa'idun? Let's cross over and let's welcome our beloved senior Ustad early this Thursday morning. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we continue today with the tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. Our starting point is at Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14 and verses 22 and 23. Before we continue, let me give you one introduction so you will understand this verse properly. You see, regarding Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Almighty Allah Jalla wala mentioned in a surah that every Muslim person knows, Surah Kawthar, Inna shani'aka huwal abtar, that verily the one who hates you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid, hates you or hates your message, huwal abtar, he will be cut to shreds and destroyed. Chapter 108, the shortest chapter in the Noble Quran. So study that word, abtar. Now come to today's lesson. This is the lecture and the khutbah, the sermon Shaitan will deliver, and then he'll be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire forever and ever eternally. So this khutbah and sermon is called khutbatun batra. Hadihi khutbatu shaitan al-batra. Why we call it batra? When you deliver a khutbah, a sermon, you first praise Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, and thereafter you send salawat, salutations, blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, the Satan, Lucifer, Iblis, Shaitan does not do that. Hence, it is called khutbatun batra. So remember that. Now, this is a big lesson for us. More than 6 billion people and every Muslim also. So the entire human race and jinn, we should be listening to this, what he's going to say. Allah is already warning us what Iblis, Lucifer, Satan will say on the day of justice. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ, and the shaitan, Satan, Lucifer, Iblis will say, why is shaitan known as shaitan? You go to the root words and the root letters, شَ تُوَ نَ شِين تُوَ نُون, which means that he's far, far away, deprived from the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ, when all the matters are already decided and settled, Almighty Allah has passed the verdict. You know that before a person is executed, then they always tell him, do you have any last message? So yeah, the shaitan, before being dispatched to Jahannam and hellfire eternally, will be said, fine, speak now. So he will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ لَحَقِّ, verily your Allah, your sustainer, nourisher, Almighty Allah, he promised you a true promise. Every promise of Allah was, is, will always be 100% the truth. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ, I promised you, me and my cronies and comrades, فَأَخَلَفْتُكُمْ, and I always broke my promise. I never honored it. I made you fools. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, how they embellished and beautified the vices, the abortion, the prostitution, the gambling dens, all the pornography and all the vices. Remember that they told you, do this, do that. And always we became the fools, Allah forbid. Therefore, daily seek Allah's protection from Shaitan and his agents. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min Iblis wa junudi. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from Iblis, the big, big Satan, the big, big Lucifer, the big Shaitan and his army and agents. Now what does he say? This is his final sermon. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ, and I had no authority over you. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي, except that I invited you, I gave you da'wat, I said come. This looks very nice. This is something very nice. Everybody is doing it. The Maulana is doing it. So, illa anda otukum fastajabtum li. And then you responded to me. How we are being fooled and beguiled and deceived by Satan and his agents, comrades and cronies. So, therefore, Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, the genius, used to say, oh Muslim, when I said by the awliyaullah, the Sufis, I learned two things. One, appreciate this time and use the time, otherwise time will kill you. And we use the expression, meaning that we say I'm doing fishing to kill time, Allah forbid. Second, he said, Al-Imam Shafi'i Muhammad bin Idris rahimahullah, what did he say? Keep on giving da'wah, invite people towards Islam and the truth and the haqq. Otherwise, you will be invited towards batil and falsehood. What a profound statement by such a giant and an abqari, a genius of an imam. So always invite to the truth. Allah will protect us from going towards the batil and the falsehood. So I invited you and you responded. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي, hence, don't blame me. Don't blame me. You gave 3 talaq to your wife, so don't say that Shaitan made me do it. Walumu anfusakum, and blame yourself. Don't say no, that I got involved with the bad friends, therefore now I'm busy with the tuck and the duck and all those type of things. In Cape Town they speak of duck and all those things. So the drugs industry, walumu anfusakum, speak and blame yourself. So today, both of us, we're going to hell, he's telling me, and you, Allah forbid, Allah take us to Jannah. So he's telling you, and he's saying, Ma ana bi musrikhikum, and I cannot assist you, I cannot help you today, wa ma antum bi musrikhi, and nor can you assist me and help me. So that is the shaitan. How he deceives, because when he was expelled from Jannah, he took various oaths and he said, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, Ya Allah, I take an oath, I am going to change their creation as well. Eve will become Steve and Steve will become Eve, transgender, and where are we today? Allah forbid, Allah protect us. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِ مِنْ قَبْلَ, I already rejected and I reject and deny, بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِ, what you associated with me from before. You told me that God is God's son, Jesus. You said God got daughter, the angels. You said God got partner. All that you associated with me and so forth, I reject all that. I fooled you, I deceived you, I beguiled you. Imagine now. إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. When a person is sane and mature, and he or she passes away from the kuffar, that is, with blasphemy, rejecting the Quran, noble Quran, rejecting Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the articles of faith of Islam, or the person died and passed away committing shirk, polytheism, making partners and sons and daughters of God, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Inna al-zalimina lahum adhabun aleem. For them, remember the zalims, and that is the people who committed these crimes, the tinpot dictators. Lahum adhabun aleem. For them, there's a painful, horrible punishment. By Allah Jalla Wala, there's always a system. Al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi asdadiha. We know in South Africa we are in midwinter now, but you go to Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Indo Park, it's midsummer, 30, 40, 50 degrees you will experience. So you know things because of the opposite. So those people who fell for the trickery and the deception of Shaitan, they will enter with Shaitan into Jahannam and stay there forever. When they passed away and died without Iman, Islam, Allah protect us all. And those who live with Iman, with Islam, they passed away with Iman, Islam. وَأُدْخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And those people who possess the true faith and they continued with the righteous deeds, they will be admitted. جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِيَ لَنَهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. They will enter into the gardens of paradise, and beneath those gardens, eternity and eternal pleasure for them. The streams and the rivulets are flowing. They will dwell and stay there forever and ever. Always they'll be the guest of Rahman, Duyufur Rahman. Allah Jalla Wala is the host, نُزُلًا مِّن غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, with the permission of Allah, with the mercy and the benevolence and grace of Almighty Allah. What will they find in this world? We stay in 5-star hotels, we stay in palaces, but there's worry, sorry, anxiety. Once a person enters Jannah, did you ask Allah for Jannah today, last night? Allahumma inna nas'aluka Jannatul Firdausil A'la. Ya Allah, I ask of you Jannatul Firdaus for my parents, for my brothers, for the Ummah. Grant all of them Jannatul Firdausil A'la. Tahiyyatuhum, they are greeting there in Jannah, fiha salam, salam. Everlasting, perpetual peace, tranquility, and serenity. Allahumma ajalna minhum, may Almighty Allah make us from them. MashaAllah, the people are already worried about Eid al-Adha. Inshallah, according to calendar, this is, we have to wait for the moon samis, to monkey curse, to see the moon or don't see, whatever it is. But it will be around the 21st of July. Remember that, it's a Wednesday, and that will be Eid al-Adha. You see, today is the 17th of June. So still over a month left, and that is 21st of July, inshallah. That will be Eid al-Adha. So you can diarize it. And the other day I sent out all the notes, you know, the important notes regarding Qurbani and all that on the groups. So if you want it, just put Qurbani and we'll send the notes to you as well.
Let's go to Morningside, Ustad. Listener says, dear Mufti Sahab, can I suck on a sweet while reading Quran, Ustad?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in the noble Quran, Alladhina ataynahumul kitaba yatlunahu haqqa tilawati. The people to whom we gave them the Quran Sharif, they should be reciting it as it ought to be recited. Haqqu tilawa. So ulaika yu'minuna bi. Those are the people who brought Iman on it. Surah 2, chapter 2, that is Surah Baqarah, and verse number 121. So imagine, 121 is the verse and chapter 2. Be honest when you are reading, understand, and now you got the chocolate in your mouth, you got the sweet in your mouth, you're chewing something. Is that respectful or disrespectful? Simple, I give you an example. You are in the company of the president, the prime minister, the king, and then there you are in a meeting and you have, now you're chewing something, drinking something. What will they say? That this person is unrefined, uncultured, uncivilized. Oh, these are ordinary mortals, what they are, nothing else. So Almighty Allah is King of Kings. And what is Quran Sharif? Kalamullahi Ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. See, I give you one ajeeb wa gharib story. One ajeeb, if you read about Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. It is written in the halat in that you understood about Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. He was a genius. He was bullied up in Baghdad, was wufi up in Baghdad. He passed away in Baghdad. He's buried there next to the Tigris River, next to Bishr-e Hafi. With Allah's help, he went to all four Imams' graves, also Mubarak. Nevertheless, it was famous, one student of his, he used to complete the Quran Sharif every day. He called that student. He said, is it true? I'm hearing from this one, that every day you complete the entire Quran. The student looked down and said, yes. He said, okay, tomorrow you must just imagine and think you are reading the Quran Sharif to me and I'm sitting there and you reading. So the following day he called him, he said, how many Jews, how many parts you read? He said, I could only manage 10 suparas, 10 Jews. Said, fine. He said, the next day now, you imagine, just imagine, you are reading to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So the following day he called him, and asked him, that how many Jews you read? He said that I only manage one. And now he was like half crying. He said, now, the next day when you read, you must read, you're reading directly to Almighty Allah. So he called him the following day, and the student was crying profusely. He said, what happened? He said, Ustaji, O Sheikh, O teacher, I could not even complete Surah Fatiha properly.
Allah.
You see, brothers, the Quran Sharif is not we just read haphazardly. It's Kalamullah. It is the Kalam, Kalamul Muluk and Mulukul Kalam. It is the best of speech, the speech of the King of the Kings. So therefore, chappies in the mouth and chocolate in the mouth and playing with your lipstick and dipstick and all that shaitan business, all this don't suit and don't befit a believer. So our fatwa will be, all this not permissible.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustad, it says, I need to know, a sister passed away leaving two daughters, Ustad. The children have a father, daddy and nanny. Who must take care of them, Ustad?
So we must do two things first. Let us just go through that so properly. Now, who passed away first? The husband passed away, the father passed away.
Sister passed away, leaving two daughters, Ustad.
So they don't say nothing about the father.
No, it says the children have a father.
Right, okay, stop there. So it means a lady passed away and she has her husband. And then she has two daughters, right? And then that lady who passed away, her father, is it alive? Her father.
Yeah, it says her father is alive. Correct.
Her father is alive.
She was that. It says yes.
But the father is not the husband.
The children have the father.
Yeah. The children. So there's a husband.
There's a husband, G.
Okay. So anyway, this is how we understood the question. If it's different, just send it to us. So you must remember in a case like this. So if there is, you must remember that this lady, she passed away. And she was survived by the husband. So the husband will receive 25%. And thereafter, you must remember that if there are two daughters or more, then there's two-thirds for them. Okay? So that will already give you 25% and then 66.23%. So that 7-8% or 6-7% is left. Now, I think they spoke something about the daddy there or the mother of the deceased. What they say?
Daddy and nanny.
So, daddy and nanny, but they don't say nothing about any mother there.
No, Ustad.
Yeah, so in a case like that, you must remember that remainder will go to the grandmother. So, that is the 1/6. So, just see if you gave me all the heirs properly. So, you must remember that is how the estate will be winded up. That's first thing. Second thing, now these two daughters, because their father passed away, their mother passed away, now we don't know what their ages are and so forth, because it will differ now. But anyway, a simple answer I will give you. You, the family, have a meeting and do what is limasalihil awlad. what is best for these children, yeah, or the grandchildren, because the nanny, daddy is there. So you don't have to fight nanny and daddy. All of you come and reach an amicable agreement that let us do that which is best, feasible, and practical for the children, and in that way, and don't separate them as far as possible, 1 year, 1 year, then that way also you'll cause more commotion. So that is my advice regarding that issue.
I see Oliver says, Ustad, that he says, AK, I heard there's rumors going around that after Netanyahu stepped down, he says, yeah, Naftali Bennett will take over. Who's Naftali Bennett? This is Oliver Ustad.
He already took over, my brother Oliver. Which planet you living in? He took over Sunday night, was the inauguration. You know Naftali Bennett, let's just call him Bennett. It makes it easy for me. I give you three things about him. He's already the prime minister of rogue regime Israel. And you must remember that what did he say? You just Google it and see. He said, I killed many Arabs. And there's no problem with that. That I'm quoting him. He said, I killed many Arabs, and there's no problem with that. So who is the prime minister of Israel? A murderer, a killer, by his own admission. You can check it up. Remember, they asked him from Gaza and from other places, children come, and they throw stones and so forth. And now you want to kill them, you want to do this. How can you? He said, no, they are not children. Imagine 7 year, 8 year, 9 year old boy. He said, these are terrorists. You must kill them. So you must remember. You go check it up. That is what he said. So you must remember. Let me give you one more incident. You see, I told you, you must remember, Oliver, regarding Menachem Begin and what they did with the King David Hotel and all that. This is before Israel came into existence, you see. Go read. Maybe my pronunciation is not correct. You'll understand. There was a Swedish diplomat. I want to show you Israel is a terrorist regime before it was born, and the day it was born until today is a terrorist regime. See that now this is what they did before in the early 40s. And remember after that there was a Swedish diplomat. You understand? Folker. F-O-L-K-E, Bernadotte or whatever. So you just put Folker, put Sweden and put Israel. Then your whole story will come to you. He told them that this is unacceptable. So many Jews coming inside here to Palestine and so forth. What they did, this is a diplomat. You must remember that. And they murdered and they killed him after the state in 48. You must remember that. So this is the history, bloody history. Therefore, I say, remember, every Israeli leader is a war criminal and has blood on his hands. So he, by his own admission, he said this. And he said, there'll never be a Palestinian state. The only thing they speak all over of peace is not P-E-A-C-E, is to steal and occupy more pieces of land, P-I-E-C-E. So that is where we are. The only language they will understand is when there's jihad against them and there's war against them. You saw what happened now. They say 11-day war. It's not a war. It's getting rid of the occupiers and the occupation. So they begged, you must remember, for a ceasefire. Their own Jewish Jutla paper mentioned this. So you must remember that is where we stand today. And inshallah, our dua is this morning also I prayed, Ya Allah, Allahumma ajil bi nasrihim. Ya Allah, you grant them victory and decimate and destroy the Israeli regime and their 10-pot dictators among the Arabs who are murtad and traitors.
I see Timothy says, good morning, sir. One political party is worse than the other. We are citizens of a country who votes for a worse party than its successor. So, how do we air our sentiments to those in power? Because they the cats and we the mice. Timothy, Ustad.
It's true what you are saying. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, told his beloved students, the Sahaba, that as time, radiallahu anhum, as time progresses, then you will have one situation you will think is bad. And then when that ruler, leader goes away, the next one will come. He'll be worse than his predecessor. So remember, the successor will be worse than the predecessor. So what must we do? So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you must continue doing the good, commanding the good, prohibiting the evil, and beg Almighty Allah. So what must we do, my brother Timothy? Take South Africa, take Africa, take America, wherever you want to. Remember that we have to do 2-3 things. Chapter 13, verse number 11. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah will not change the plight of a people until and unless they themselves, you must remember, change for the better. How many of us are prepared to change for the better? I'll give you one easy example. Timothy, I don't know you, right? If you are driving 130, 140 and the police stop you, so he'll tell you license. With the license, you will give 50 rand, 100 rand. So today, that is the norm in South Africa. So you say, Hamba Baba, Elungile, everything sorted out. So corruption works on both sides. I'm not saying you are doing it. It is an example I'm giving. So people want to go on with the corrupted system. So when we go on, so it's only not them to blame. We also to blame the ordinary Joe in the street. So when we change for the better, then Almighty Allah will bring change as well. But we are not prepared. We love the corrupt system because we can make more money and we can do as we please. So that's just one easy example. So you must remember, every person has to look at himself, do introspection, and become a better citizen, a better ambassador, not only of his country, but we say become an ambassador of Islam. And Muslims themselves, me and you as Muslims, we are also failing. Let us be honest about these things here. And we keep on begging Almighty Allah. Be honest, Timothy, with our current situation of crime and corruption. Who can save us and protect us? Every day, yesterday I just said, let me hear what's happening there in Ladysmith, NKR, you see. So they said, in the news I was listening, they said that people, more than 1,000 people have converged there. There's a difficult name, you know, just outside Ladysmith in the township there. So from Cape Town people came, from Johannesburg people came, from Durban people came, and they brought their own spades, and now they're looking for diamond. Tata ma chance, tata ma diamond, Baba. You see? So our respected Maulana Salim Kareem today is going to have a big meeting with a journalist there, and they will grant, give him all the info. Then inshallah, he will inform us what is really happening there. But that is human being today. Human being today, Almighty Allah gave each one of us enough for our needs. But we don't want our needs. We want our greed to be fulfilled. And that is the downfall of human being today. The greed has overtaken the needs. And this is according to all religions. So that is why human being is falling from that high pedestal which Almighty Allah has given him.
I see Jonathan says here, do you guys realize that if you guys have to come to Israeli and speak bad about the Israelis, you guys will get locked up. This is Jonathan who started.
So why we have to go there? We can speak now. They're monitoring every show of mine. You must remember that. We don't have to go there. I've been there 5 times more than you, Jonathan. So you can't come teach us what has happened. But we will expose everything of the rogue, terrorist, apartheid regime of Israel. Remember that. Don't try all those intimidating tactics. We went through all that long time ago.
I see Colin says, I need advice from you, sir. He says, AK, I used to buy groceries for an old lady in an old age home. This is Colin. She used to live with her grandson. She has now passed on. Do I still continue to supply groceries to her grandson? Colin, who started?
Colin, very good deed you are doing. The thing you need to ask yourself, my brother Colin, is this. For who are you doing it? You are doing it to help the old lady. But what should be your real intention? Oh, Almighty God, oh, Almighty, I'm doing this for your pleasure so that you reward me and she also benefit. So if that grandson, he cannot work and he doesn't have income, anything, so you continue with a good deed, but just change your intention a little bit. First, I'm doing this to please Almighty, and then through that, I will help this young person or old person, whoever it is. Old age home, he should be old, so maybe he's over 50, 60 or whatever. So anyway, my advice, continue doing the good deeds.
I see Walter says, AK, why don't you pose a question to our brother Jonathan? Ask him, does he have children? Does he have a family? Does he have grandchildren? Ustad, Walter.
That's it, Jonathan. You see what's happening, Jonathan? You're opening a can of worms for yourself. Their brother Walter is saying, I must pose to you the question, do you have a wife? Do you have children, grandchildren? And if somebody comes and they shoot them, kill them, steal their home, what will you say? Will you call them thugs? Will you call them terrorists? Will you call them all these names? So why must special status be given to the Zionist apartheid rogue regime? Remember, you know why? Because they control majority of the media. Because they control majority of the banks. Because they control majority of the politicians. So therefore, they feel they can get away with murder, literally. But time is up now. Almighty Allah, see, I give you a lesson. That Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti, Allah ki rassi choot sakti hai. For any person of any religion, when we hope on to the rope of Allah, the real teachings, then Allah's help will come. But when we leave that, then Almighty Allah's mercy does not come. Allah Ta'ala gives you respite and then the punishment. So that is what they're living in now, the Jute class, the Jews. It's time for respite and then the punishment will continue. They are being punished now, but the punishment will increase much more. Chapter 7, verse 167.
I see, he says, I do have a happy family, AK.
So
he
why
says,
you don't go to Israel and
see
that?
He's got three boys who are starting to become political ustad.
Yes, point. You better go back to Israel. You understand? Go help them there.
Somebody says, ustad, is it permissible for a young mother-in-law to go alone with her young son-in-law to go for Hajj? Ustad?
You must remember a mother-in-law and son-in-law. The son-in-law will be a mahram. I took my mother-in-law. My wife was rich. She was blind and so forth. But you used two terms there. You said the mother-in-law is young and the son-in-law is young. So there is great fear. Because in the bedroom, all that, they'll be alone. It's obvious they will have one bedroom. So if there's so much fear of hanky-panky business, so one is the rule. The rule is this, a son-in-law, yes, is a mahram for the mother-in-law. This is in the Quran. Open Surah 4, verse number 23. Open Quran, Surah 24, verse 31. But you must remember when there's fear of fitna, like in this case here, we will say no, it's not permissible. Unless the wife is worth, then it's fine.
Ustad, before we leave you, I see Christopher says, yeah, why so much of anger in you, sir? Christopher Ustad.
So you must remember when somebody shoots and kills your son and your brother and your daughter, then you're going to smile at the murderers, my brother Christopher. So you must remember when you Americans, based on a lie, came into Iraq and murdered more than 1 million people and 500,000 children, and you still justify it, and then we don't get angry, then we must be mad people and insane people, Brother Christopher. Just turn it on the other shoe and tell me what your reaction will be. So America's state terrorism is well known. Israel's state terrorism is well known. So remember, all these big, big meetings they have and so forth is just to fool the people like you, Christopher. Your media in America plays to you, the public. And they know al-awam kal-an'am, the masses are asses. You see how they play the politics, you must remember. Therefore, Trump, he was a crazy guy, but one point I'll agree with him. He used to say this media is a fake media. So I don't say always, but many a time, you must remember, they make fake stories and they'll sell it to the American public because you must remember, they know the Americans are very gullible. So how can you even accept a story like that of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? So that is why we are so upset with you, Americans, not you. You, this is ordinary Joe. Your politicians and your rulers. And I told you that even in the Arabs, even in the Muslims, we don't speak of the public. We speak of the ruling elite. So they are the ones who are the real criminals who fool their public. You can see South Africa, what is happening. People are gullible. They just accept anything. Why? Because masses are asses.
Ustad, we're going to leave it there. Ustad, any message from your side?
Yeah, inshallah. So, jazakallah khair. Remember, today between 11 and 12, we have a special program, and it is Mohd Zahid Khan and myself. And that is, inshallah, we discuss the contribution and challenges of the youth. And remember, those of you asking about Eid al-Adha, inshallah, 21st of July. So, depending on the moon samis and man kakers. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.